You know, we have so much. This is so big a story that we really can't wait till the end. Can't wait till the end of the show. I mean,
I thought I had trash audio going.
No, there you go again.
Oh, a little entertainment tonight.
I mean, that's the real theme, you know. When we get like that, that's it right there. That's from 1982. Let's see, were you even alive yet?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But you weren't watching it, were you? Your parents sit you in front of the TV right there, the first.
Doubtful.
Oh, probably so. Okay.
Good morning.
All right. Oh, hey. So they put together a new list of the Forbes Celebrity 100.
Oh.
So the wheel.
Did we miss it again?
No. Oh, are we on it? No, yeah. We're not on it. We didn't miss it because I got it right here. But yeah. The singer, actress, American judge, idol.
J-Lo.
That's her.
Yeah.
Number one.
Has bumped Lady Gaga.
Wow.
Who was last year's winner. Yeah, she's banking $52 million. Okay.
Wow.
Now, Oprah is number two, and she's worth $165 million, okay? Or she made $165 million last year. But the problem is, of course, her network, OWN,
is hemorrhaging.
It really is.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she's got plenty of blood. It's not like they're, you know, that they're going to bleed her dry. But still, it's caused her power ranking to ooch down a little. So J-Lo is number one. Oprah's number two. Justin Bieber is number three. And then, just like Tom thought, Rihanna is number four.
Huh, go yeah. Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number five is...
she's dreamy.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. And then Britney Spears. And then again...
Britney Spears is still in there.
Yeah, she is. Well, yeah, I don't know. I could see she'd have a high profile because she's just a train wreck of life. Mm. But to have influence. And... I don't know. I'm standing in the checkout line at the Grocery-torium yesterday, and I see the I finally saw all three. There's Kim Kardashian, I know, and there's Khloe Kourtney.
And Courtney. Don't forget Courtney.
Okay, yeah. That's it. Okay. And then there's Mom, too, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean...
That's she's the one who's married to Bruce Jenner. That's
okay.
Chris.
Okay. Now, look, I mean, you've got to give the devil their due. They keep.
That's Charlie Daniels.
I was going to say, you'd bet a fiddle of gold against their souls to think they're better than you?
I mean, they are able to maintain the front cover status on these pulp magazines, and somebody's doing a good job. I mean, I don't know what they bring to the table, but somebody's keeping their name out there. And from a marketing standpoint, who's doing that? Because they're top notch, whatever it is. Because Kim is at number seven, and she basically has no talent. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. Then Katy Perry's in at number eight, Tom Cruise at number nine, and number 10 is still Steven Spielberg, who just sits back and says, I'm rich. Skechers paying $40 million to the FTC for commercials that claimed their shape-up sneakers would give wearers an opportunity to lose weight and have a firmer hiney? A hiney like Kim Kardashian.
Mm.
Now, why would you put that in your advertising? Don't you know that's not going to end well?
She was shilling for them.
Oh, okay.
She was in their commercials.
All right.
So the implication was if you wear the shoes, you'll end up with a caboose like mine.
Ah.
Got it. Okay. An Ohio man has set what, if nothing else, is the most enthusiastic world record of all time, James Peterson.
Yeah.
He's 34. Somehow or other got into his mind that he wanted to have the fist-pumping record.
Wow.
So he pumped his fist for 16 hours straight.
I would think that would be very difficult, actually.
Yeah. Camera crew followed him around as he traveled throughout Akron. Yeah. He started last Friday at 11 in the morning and finished the ordeal, if you will, at 3 in the morning at a pub near the University of Akron. My wondering is did he have an iPod so that he had music going, or did he just pump to music in his head without the iPod?
Something tells me it was probably music, because otherwise, you know, I don't know if any music he had in his head would be able to overdo the voices that he might be hearing.
Mr. Peterson describes himself as a veteran fist pumper. Has that on his business card. He said, I used to hang light fixtures, so I'm used to having my hands above my head a lot. He said the only problem was he did get a nasty sunburn on his arm. Possibly to show you the level of dedication to make sure that he had what he called a perfect fist formation during the entire 16-hour ordeal. He basically super glued his hand shut.
Yeah, he's normal. He's perfectly normal.
Super glued his hand shut.
You know, when your daughter comes home and brings home the boyfriend for the first time, you want it to be somebody who is a world record holder and super glued a part of their body to accomplish
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's right. That's sort of what you always dream for your daughter.
Son, what's your claim to fame? Well, I am a world record holder.
Used to be. Hello.
You know, I worked in Akron for a few weeks this past summer. And those Yankees are just weird.
There they are. He may fit right in.
Akron's kind of a depressing town. I've been through it.
Now, my thought is this, and again, we've discussed this. Whenever you go out and do one of these esoteric world records and you get it set, make sure you're going to get into the printed edition. Because, you know, there may be some Mozon who comes by next week and does 17 hours and you're out.
Sure.
I mean, you spent your life doing this. And then it becomes, of course, a race forever because you want to own the title. We'll keep an eye on James Peterson, age 34 of Akron, see how that works out for you. New research suggesting that coffee lovers live
I'm
longer.
Listening.
Live longer. Yep.
Well, good.
It's an article in the New England Journal of Medicine. Those who drank coffee at the beginning of a 13-year study had
good grief. That's some pretty serious funding.
God, there's probably people that died during that study.
Yeah. I was going to say, the fact that they all, I don't think they did. That's why they say they lived longer.
Yeah, I know.
If everyone survived till the end. Well.
They had a slightly lower risk of death than others, whether they chose decaf or full strength. So it's not the caffeine.
How about that, Chase?
Yeah. Decaf. Yeah. Decaf's for quitters.
Okay. Coffee drinkers also a little less likely to die from specific causes, like heart disease, respiratory problems, strokes, injuries, and accidents. They just died? apparently, does not give you any kind of a protection against cancer, however. So there you are. But
way to go, Chase. You'll live longer without social security.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, next week it'll be something else that's going to kill you, and then they're going to have the anti-coffee group saying, you know, coffee's going to kill you.
Absolutely.
Well, what I'm seeing is this is an opportunity for Starbucks to raise their prices again.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. Because now they call it medicinal.
Sure, it's been. Yeah,
that's right.
It's been proven.
That's right.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, you might have to get a subscription for the really good stuff.
Yeah, really. Join the club.
Or even a prescription.
What's the password?
Subscription.
A subscription.
Always got to turn those around.
Tom's sitting by the mailbox waiting for his coffee to get there.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm waiting on my coffee. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you can get
That's
it faster
right.
than that if you
That's
want to.
That's right. I got a prescription to Sports Illustrated.
That's right. Hey, I think Yankee Candle has probably gotten the market now for, let's see what this is all about. Yes, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, you know, if they're not careful, pretty soon the FDA is going to have to put their stamp of approval on coffee.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. See, now, then there'll be another. And, again, you'd like to know who funded this. And as you said, 13 years is a long time.
I'm guessing Folgers is behind this.
That's a large sample right there. Juan Valdez back there writing checks. Yankee Candle has launched a limited edition collection of men's candles available in four fragrances. Mantown, First Down, Riding Mower, and 2x4. Mantown smells like your modern man cave. For men who wear deodorant. It smells like a men's cologne. The scent is described as a masculine blend of spices, wood, and musk. Michigan candle maker called Mandel sells such scents as This is good.
Yeah.
Bass killer. It is
All
the
right.
exact smell of a fresh of fresh lake water and a freshly caught fish. Don't leave it out of the fridge, though. It'll stink. Meat and potatoes.
Okay,
and,
I don't think I'd like that.
Yeah, and keggers.
Really?
Yeah. And the California-based Men's Sense sells Men's Pleasure. That's tobacco, like from a pipe. Downtime.
Ooh,
which
might not be too bad.
Yeah. Downtime, which is bourbon and cola. Let me burn a bourbon and cola candle, please. Hello?
You know, you can make candles for males, but you can't make candles for men.
That's very interesting. Hello?
Hey, Bed Bath & Beyond has a French candle out. Smells like righteous indignation and butt crack.
Wow.